The Armor of God. The scriptures use a powerful illustration to teach us how to protect ourselves in the battle against evil. In the scriptures, we learn that we are engaged in a battle against evil and that we must protect ourselves if we are to be victorious. See Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through 17, and the Doctrine and Covenants section 27, verses 15 through 18. They speak of the armor of God, which will help us stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Here are some of the ways this armor protects us, as well as some ways we can secure it. Whole armor. Examine your armor. Is there an unguarded or unprotected place? Determine now to add whatever part is missing. Through the great principle of repentance, you can turn your life about and begin now clothing yourselves with the armor of God through study, prayer, and a determination to serve God and keep His commandments. President N. Eldon Tanner, Put on the Whole Armor of God, Ensign, May 1979, page 46. Breastplate of Righteousness. We should wear the breastplate of righteousness, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verse 16. A breastplate protects vital organs, such as the heart and lungs. Our righteousness, both in thought and in deed, protects the core of our spiritual lives. Sword. We should wield the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verse 18. A sword is a weapon used to strike at the enemy. The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. And the power of the Spirit can carry the truth unto the hearts of the children of men. 2 Nephi chapter 33, verse 1. Help people to know the truth of all things. Moroni chapter 10, verse 5. And even thrash the nations through the preaching of the gospel. Doctrine and Covenants section 35, verse 13. With our testimony and the power and peace of God's Spirit, we can strike against and conquer the enemy of all righteousness. Feet shod. We should have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15, and Doctrine and Covenants section 27, verse 16. Shod means wearing shoes. Your feet represent your goals or objectives in life. Preparedness is the way to victory, and eternal vigilance is the price of safety. The tide of victory rests with him who is prepared. President Harold B. Lee, Message from the First Presidency, Ensign, January 1971, page 2. Helmet. We should put on the helmet of salvation. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, and Doctrine and Covenants section 27, verse 18. Focusing our minds on Christ and His salvation will protect us from unworthy thoughts, keep our eyes single to the glory of God, and guide us in our decisions. Doctrine and Covenants section 4, verse 5. Shield of Faith. We should pick up the shield of faith wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16, and Doctrine and Covenants section 27, verse 17. A shield is the most versatile and effective means of defense in battle. Our faith, if it is built upon Christ and His gospel, can defend us against the adversary's numerous onslaughts, just as a shield, if it is made of the right material, will withstand volleys of fiery darts. In the church, we can teach about the materials from which a shield of faith is made: reverence, courage, chastity, repentance, forgiveness, compassion. In church, we can learn how to assemble and fit them together. But the actual making of and fitting on of the shield of faith belongs in the family circle. Otherwise, it may loosen and come off in a crisis. President Boyd K. Packer, The Shield of Faith, Ensign, May 1995, page 8. Gird your loins. We should have our loins girt about with truth, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verse 16. Loins mean the area between the hips and abdomen. Girt means tied around firmly with a belt. Generally, to gird your loins means to prepare for action. We prepare ourselves to take action in the battle against evil by learning the truth through prayer and scripture study. See Alma chapter 17, verses 2 and 3, Doctrine and Covenants, section 11, verse 21, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 85. End of the article, The Armor of God.